Good afternoon, everyone. It's market analyst Stephen Daglin here with your market close report for Thursday. Well, the Aussie market rose by 38 points or 0.5% today, the ASX 200 closing at 7,417. So it recouped most of Wednesday's losses, not quite enough to get us back to Tuesday's record highs. But the good news is, as long as we can avoid a 1.4% tumble on Friday, this is going to be the 10th straight month of gains. Now, we don't get that type of decline very often. Can happen, of course, in this environment. The last time it happened, though, was on the 21st of June. And also, the US market is pointing to a slight lift on the open as well. Now, on the COVID front today, all eyes on Sydney. We had 239 new locally acquired cases of COVID in the past day, the worst daily total so far. But yesterday's news that Sydney's lockdown will be extended by a further 4 weeks, perhaps just providing a bit of certainty around Greater Sydney's lockdown, at least for the time being. Now, on the company news front and on the looking at sectors as well, we basically had gains across the board with the exception of losses from property stocks, from utilities and consumer staples. Tech stocks did very well, including Afterpay and Altium, but it was Iress that stood out in that space, lifting 13% after launching an off-market share buyback. Rio Tinto rose 1.5%. This is its first chance for investors to react to its bumper profit results, which were out yesterday, basically after market close. So it had a huge lift in the iron ore price over the year, which not only doubled, it hit a record high. That went a very long way in pushing its revenues and profits up substantially, but it also led to Rio declaring its biggest dividend ever, over three times what it paid last year at $7.60 per share. BHP today, its peer, hit a record high, and Fortescue Metals rose about 2% after beating its guidance on iron ore shipments for the year. Macquarie Group managed to lift slightly, although it did warn investors it would probably need to change its dividend policy to basically pay out a smaller amount of its profits, 50 to 70% of earnings rather than 60 to 80%, which is where it's at the moment. The reason for that, it said this should allow the company more flexibility of saving some of that money and basically using it to grow the business rather than paying it out to investors. And finally, Australian Pharmaceutical Industries, or API, this is the group that operates Priceline Pharmacies, it rose 2% today. It rejected Wesfarmers' takeover offer, saying that it was opportunistic. Now, a few weeks ago, API shares rose 20%. This was on the 12th of July. Thanks to that takeover offer. But it didn't shut the door completely on this offer, basically saying it would need something bigger and it would need to be in the best interest of shareholders for it to approve it. Now, elsewhere, looking ahead to tonight, Dow futures pointing to a gain of about 0.1%. We've got an update on economic growth in the US tonight. We've got an update on weekly jobless claims, which is quite important in this situation with the pandemic. And also Amazon will be releasing its profit results. The Aussie dollar is firmer at 73.9 US. Have a great evening, everyone, and we'll chat again tomorrow.